Political players are wargaming a by-election in the Deputy Prime Minister's seat of New England, even before there's any confirmation that there'll be a contest. The High Court won't decide whether Barnaby Joyce's election win was invalid because of his Kiwi heritage until next month. But if there is a new election in his seat, the competition is likely to be intense. Political reporter Anna Henderson filed this report.
Quietly, political players are preparing for a by-election that might never take place. Barnaby Joyce is among seven members of the federal parliament at the whim of the High Court, facing action because they appear to have allegiance to another nation in breach of the Constitution. The others are in the Senate, but the government holds only a one-seat majority in the lower house. If Mr. Joyce was forced to a by-election and lost, his government could be facing the prospect of a hung parliament. Most political players contacted by the ABC stressed they did not want to second-guess the High Court's ruling. However, behind closed doors, preparations are being made. The biggest threat would likely come from former independent local member Tony Windsor. Mr. Windsor held the seat from 2001 to 2013 when he stepped down, citing family and health reasons. He returned to politics last year, standing against Mr. Joyce, but his performance fell short of expectations and he was beaten convincingly. Mr. Windsor told the ABC he's considering his options.
Well, I think it's preempting a lot of things to make decisions in regard to that at the moment. A lot of it will depend on what the High Court does.
Tony Windsor has joined the High Court action against the Deputy Prime Minister and says he's still drawn to politics.
But I don't think the fire's gone out in terms of some of the policy issues that I've always stood for, and in fact I think they're more important now than they've ever been.
Labor traditionally runs a local candidate with little prospect of becoming a serious challenger. This time around there's talk of a candidate from Armidale. The university town is considered a more Labor-friendly New England stronghold. Opposition Senator Sam Dastyari has also just returned from a lightning trip to Tamworth and Armidale. He conducted some soft diplomacy with politics in the pub events designed to attract Labor supporters. Mr. Joyce could also be faced with a contest on the right flank. One Nation is considering its options. In a statement, a spokesman for the party said,
"The prospect is real, but until the High Court makes its decision, we are not speculating as to what the future will hold for New England."
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson made a recent low-profile trip to Armidale and the small town of Quirindi in the electorate. While the Shooters, Farmers and Fishers Party wrested the regional state seat of Orange from the Nationals last year, they've laughed off suggestions they would consider a federal tilt in New England. Another possible contender some Nationals have expressed concern about is the head of the National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson. But she told the ABC she's not interested and very happy doing what she's doing. The Greens are also preparing to run a candidate, but at the last election only managed to secure 2.9% of the primary vote. Labor is already accusing the government of pork barrelling in New England, particularly on roads infrastructure. The opposition says a number of roads projects within the electorate have been fast-tracked in the lead-up to the High Court action that were funded as far back as the 2013 Labor budget. In Parliament, Mr. Joyce brushed off accusations of election sweeteners, and speaking at a local announcement in New England on Friday, he said he wasn't in campaign mode.
"I'll keep on doing my job. And I'll let the High Court do its job and I'll respect their verdict, whatever it is, when it comes out."
The Prime Minister has expressed absolute confidence that his deputy will be found to have been validly elected. Mr. Joyce says he's following advice from the government's chief lawyer.
"If I honestly believed, if the Solicitor General's advice, which is like the senior lawyer in the country, if he came out and said, 'Oh, mate, you're for the high jump,' I would have gone straight to a by-election. I wouldn't have hung around."
For now, the government has to wait for the court process, while political foes feel buoyed by the uncertainty. Many of those with skin in this game question why Mr. Joyce did not just stand down and go straight to the voters in a by-election as soon as his New Zealand heritage was revealed, rather than providing detractors time to get organised for a campaign.
Anna Henderson reporting.